Take a look at the radio you're listening to right now. Chances are it has a lot of fancy switches and a bunch of transistors inside. Now, if you're old enough, think back.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you.
John Wenzel says vintage radios really do have a special sound.
The older they are, the older they sound.
Wenzel's been fixing radios in San Francisco since 1946. He watched television arrive on the scene.
By the early 50s, people were putting away their radios and bringing out the TV sets, so we had to switch and start repairing televisions. And we did repair TVs clear up until about 4 years ago, and that means about 30 years of them, and you get pretty tired of looking at boob tubes that long.
You sit in Wenzel's Aladdin Radio Repair, look at those old sets, and you can practically hear history.
Mr. Allen, we're ready for your audition.
I'll run along, Fred. So long.
So long, Jack.
Giving away things for nothing.
Well, all right, let's try out my new show.
Here he is, the man who will change one of you nobodies into king for a day, the old kingmaker himself, Fred Allen.
Thank you.
Wenzel knows he's one of the last of his breed. All he works on is old tube-type radio.
Everything has changed. This town was just loaded with radio shops after the war, and competition was pretty keen. And a lot of them were neighborhood shops, too, and of course a lot of radios were fixed in basements, too. A lot of people had little basement shops all over town.
But Wenzel says the people who fix those newfangled sets have trouble with the old RCAs and Atwater Kents he patches up.
Once you work on that type of equipment for a while, you get to know what to look for. But for a to take one into a modern repair shop now, the man is usually lost. He just doesn't know how they did everything or where they hid the parts.
Among the pitfalls of repairing vintage radios, many of the parts are sealed in globs of tar.
We call them tar pots. It's a messy job. You have to heat it over a burner and pour the tar out and then take out the components, then put new components in there.
John Wenzel says he's in semi-retirement now, just working to keep those voices of the past alive.
It's good to see you, Bill. Two things improve with age, old friends and old wine.
Don't mind if I do.
Bill, I was going to bring you a basket of fruit, but I decided to ask you first what you like best and then have it sent out.
Oh, I like brandied peaches.
Brandied peaches, yeah.
And what does John Wenzel do if someone brings in a modern radio for repair?
I send him up the street someplace.
And that's what John Wenzel does for a living. I'm Stan Bunger, CBS News 74.
I'm Billy Joe. I'm Ernie Hayes. We're the interwoven
there. Take a look at the radio you're listening to right now. Chances are it has a lot of fancy switches outside and a bunch of transistors inside. Now, if you're old enough, think back.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you.
John Wenzel says vintage radios really do have a special sound.
The older they are, the older they sound.
Wenzel's been fixing radios in San Francisco since 1946. He watched television arrive on the scene.
By the early 50s, people were putting away their radios and bringing out the TV sets, so we had to switch and start repairing televisions. And we did repair TVs clear up until about 4 years ago, and that means about 30 years of them, and you get pretty tired of looking at boob tubes that long.
You sit in Wenzel's Aladdin Radio Repair Shop, look at those old radio sets, and you can practically hear history.
We're ready for your audition.
I'll run along, Fred. So long.
So long, Jack.
Giving away things for nothing.
Well, all right, let's try out my new show.
Here he is, the man who will change one of you nobodies into king for a day, the old kingmaker himself, Fred Allen.
Thank you.
Wenzel knows he's one of the last of his breed. All he works on is old tube-type radio.
Everything has changed. This town was just loaded with radio shops after the war, and competition was pretty keen. And a lot of them were neighborhood shops, too. And, of course, a lot of radios were fixed in basements, too. A lot of people had little basement shops all over town.
Wenzel says the people who fix newfangled sets have trouble with the old RCAs and Atwater Kents he patches up.
Once you work on that type of equipment for a while, you get to know what to look for. But for a to take one into a modern repair shop now, the man is usually lost. He just doesn't know how they did everything or where they hid the parts.
John Wenzel says he's in semi-retirement now, just working to keep those voices of the past alive.
It's good to see you, Bill. Two things improve with age: old friends and old wine.
Don't mind if I do.
And what does John Wenzel do if someone brings in a modern radio for repair?
I send him up the street someplace.
Everybody, how do you do?
And that's what John Wenzel does for a living. I'm Stan Bunger, CBS News 74.
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare. We're the interwoven pair. How do you do?